TCU trolls Bill Belichick with savage five-word response. By Dylan Gwynn on September 2, 2025. The media's storybook narrative of Bill Belichick's triumphant return to the sidelines went terribly off-script Monday night, as the visiting TCU Horned Frogs scorched Chapel Bill's North Carolina Tar Heels, 48-14. However, TCU didn't just let Belichick and his throng of celebrity supporters have it on the football field. They also lit them up on social media. To put TCU's domination in perspective, since not even the 41-point margin does it justice, the Horned Frogs outgained the Tar Heels 542-222. Not only that, North Carolina's starting quarterback Jio Lopez went well over an hour of real time between completed passes. So, this wasn't just a blowout, it was a particularly ugly blowout. But the good times for the Frogs didn't end on the field. They continued online, where TCU's social media teams launched an all-out blitz on Belichick and his hype machine. The TCU football account had an especially salty response to a post from Deadspin that hyped up Belichick's return. Yikes. The good times for the DFW crew continued as they captioned a post promoting North Carolina's appearance on Hulu. Texans legend J.J. Watt's endorsement of North Carolina's school colors also received mockery. Next on the hit list, TCU football took aim at a montage of media personalities not only hyping Belichick, but belittling the teams on North Carolina's schedule, except for Clemson. TCU football also took exception to FS1 host Colin Cowherd's crowning of Belichick after North Carolina's opening touchdown drive. Yes, things went very badly for Belichick in his college coaching debut. However, as Belichick pointed out in his pregame interview, he also got beaten badly in his NFL debut as head coach, and that ended up turning out just fine. Still, North Carolina has their work cut out for them, and Tom Brady isn't walking through that door.